Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Now move it around like this.
You're a terrific dancer, Willis.
Thanks. But how do we just get into this walking?
Hey, Willis. Want to play some basketball?
No.
What's that supposed to be?
Get lost, Art. I'm teaching Kimberly how to dance.
Dancing? All you're doing is wiggling your behind.
Please, Arnold, we're practicing.
I don't know. I gotta teach Kimberly how to dance so she can go on Barry the Beast TV dance show.
Oh, that ain't hard to do. Watch some blues by the man with the moves. Woo-wee! I'm getting a Saturday night fever.
Woo-wee! It looks like you're having a Friday night fit.
Arnold. Get lost, Arnold. We ain't got time for you now.
You never have time for me anymore. So brother and sister. Hey, Mr. Drummond, that looks like a terrific game.
Arnold, if you don't mind, I'm a little busy right now.
How much are the hotels? Do you get money when you pass go? Where are the dice?
Arnold, this isn't a game. This is a housing development that my company may invest in.
Who's going to rent this? Ants?
Arnold, please.
Yeah, if I lived there, instead of being little Arnold, I'd be the jolly black giant.
Arnold, this is just a model of a housing project.
I know that. I'm just trying to have some fun.
Well, I don't have time for any fun right now. Arnold, why don't you go and play with Kimberly and Willis?
Ah, they kicked me out again.
What do you mean again?
They keep brushing me off, and it's been that way for the past few days.
Well, I'm sorry, Arnold, but you caught me at a rather bad time. Go see Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, she'd feel bad if she didn't get a chance to kick me out, too.
She wouldn't do that. Go see her. She's lots of fun.
Something's wrong. Got it. Oh, why not? What the heck? All right. Hi, honey.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett. Who stole the head off your statue?
Well, dressmaker dummies don't have any heads, honey.
You making a dress for a dummy?
I hope not. It's for me. I'm going to a fancy party Saturday night.
You going out with a gentleman?
I'll find out when he drives me home. Oh, look at the time. It's almost 11 o'clock, and I still have the beds to do and the housework.
Miss Garrett, can I help you?
Oh, sweetheart, not now.
Oh, please, please, can I?
Well, we'll do something together a little later, but right now I've got to do this myself.
Oh, come on. Please, I'm a good helper. Look, you got a loose thread here. I can fix it.
Oh, I don't know.
You mind if I, don't help you anymore?
No. I don't mind at all.
Where's Hello? Who's this? I'm not calling anyone. I'm just playing a song. I'm here in New York. Where are you? Hawaii. Hey, Mr. Drummond. You know it's only 5 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii?
Is somebody calling us from Hawaii?
No, I'm calling them. Got any little boys?
Arnold. Hello. Is this really Hawaii? Oh, well, I'm sorry that you were awakened at 5. It's just... Well, nooka nooka to you, too. Arnold, what are you doing calling Hawaii?
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. That's what happens when you play Yankee Doodle on the buttons. Here, I'll show you.
Arnold! Have you been playing other songs on the phone?
I was thinking of trying chopsticks.
Terrific. I've always wanted to call Shanghai. Now, look, Arnold, those calls cost a lot of money. Now, don't do that anymore.
Yes, sir.
What has gotten into you today?
Oh, I'm bored.
Arnold!
Who wants to talk to me? Even my fish is hiding behind his rock.
Arnold, why don't you go and play with some of your friends here in the building?
Because they're all too busy with their families. They're going to the movies and for ice cream and to the park. Get the picture?
Well, there must be some other kids you can play with.
Not anymore. They're all back in Harlem and I never get to see them.
You know, Arnold, when I was about your age and I didn't have anybody to play with, I had a very good way of keeping myself busy.
How?
Reading a book.
Read a book? On my own time?
Sure, reading can be a great adventure. Look, go in the library. There's some wonderful books in there. I'm sure you can find one that you like. Go ahead, go and see what you can find.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'd rather watch football than read about it. Les Miserables. I already know how to be miserable. Problems of Children 5 to 10. Maybe that's for me. Have I got a problem? The 8-year-old demands more attention than the agreeable 7-year-old. 7. Those were the good old days. Some 8-year-olds, to gain their parents' attention, have been known to wet their beds. Hold it, Arnold. Back up. Bed wetting gets attention, huh?
Miss Garrett, where did Kimberly and Willis go?
I don't know, but I can sure tell you where Arnold went. Well, let's say if Arnold was a puppy, I'd say someone forgot to walk him.
Arnold?
Arnold. Oh, I guess that's why he ran out of here so fast.
Oh, the poor kid. He's probably terribly embarrassed.
Poor baby. He's probably in torment right now. I wonder why, all of a sudden. He's never done this before.
Well, maybe it's just a one-time accident. I think the best thing is to pretend it never happened. We won't say a word to Arnold, okay?
Right. This is between you and me and the upper bunk.
Come on, Arnold, get yourself down to breakfast.
I'll be right down. You go ahead.
Well, hurry up.
Okay.
See you later.
All right. I didn't get no attention yesterday, but I'm gonna get me some attention today, even if I have to turn my bed into a swimming pool.
Willis, you better not eat too much. You got a lot of dancing to teach me this morning.
You watch my feet, and I'll watch my stomach.
Woo!
Willis, if you don't watch your stomach, you won't be able to see your feet. Mrs. Garrett, all finished in the rooms?
By a waterfall, you.
In other words,
As the French would say, oui, oui, monsieur.
Willis, Kimberly, I think that's an excellent idea.
What is?
For you to give Mrs. Garrett a hand with the dishes.
I didn't say that. I wasn't even thinking it.
That's just my way of telling you that I want to speak to Arnold alone, okay?
Oh, hey, Daddy, come on, Willis, and bring your dish.
Okay.
Ask me anything you want, Mr. D, even if it's only personal.
Arnold, I understand that somebody has been wetting his bed.
I always said Willis couldn't hold his cocoa.
No. Now, we both know that you are the one that's having the problem. So, in the light of what has happened, I've decided I should spend some time with you this afternoon.
If you insist.
I'm going to take you to...
the zoo?
Nope.
The park?
Nope, the doctor.
The doctor?
Yep, Dr. Danvers.
But I don't need no doctor. Nothing's wrong with me. I just need some cotton candy and an hour in the monkey house.
Listen, Arnold, lots of children have problems with bedwetting, and sometimes they need help. Now, this must be the third time you've done this.
Second, but who's counting?
Well, I think we should see the doctor just in case. And then after that, if there's time, maybe we'll drop by the zoo.
You promise?
I promise.
Is that doctor gonna stick me in the butt again?
He'll probably just want to talk to you.
Then, why don't we just phone him from the zoo?
Arnold, upstairs and get your jacket, and that's an order.
Yes, sir. Rush you! I don't need no doctor.
Well, how'd he take it?
Not too bad. We made a deal. We're going to see the doctor, and then afterwards we'll try and drop by the zoo.
Wonderful. Oh, well, I won't tell the other children. There's no need to embarrass Arnold.
Good idea.
Of course, with Willis sleeping in the bunk below Arnold, he's liable to find out the hard way.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Where have you guys been all day?
The zoo. I saw elephants and giraffes and hippopotamuses. Oh, boy, it would be great. I saw the seals and the lions. I'd like to go here.
So that's why you sent me and Kimberly out the room, huh?
Daddy didn't want to take us to the zoo, too.
Oh, no. It's not that at all. Yes?
Here's the medicine for Arnold Jackson.
Oh, thank you. Here.
Thanks.
Medicine? What's wrong with my little brother?
What is it, Daddy?
No, there's nothing to get upset about, kids. It's nothing serious, right, Mrs. Garrett?
Right. I mean, to be perfectly honest, it's just a little piddling thing.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's nothing physical. It's a little psychological problem. See, Dr. Danvers thinks that Arnold misses the love and attention that he used to get from your mother before she died, Willis. You're older than he is, and it's easier for you to handle than it is for Arnold.
Poor little Arnold.
Gee, I should have paid more attention to him.
Oh, we all should have.
Well, what he needs now from all of us is lots of love and lots of extra attention.
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, Mr. Drummond.
Especially. Thanks again for taking me to the zoo, Mr. Drummond.
You're welcome, Arnold. I enjoyed it myself.
There must be a lot of other fun things around town for a fun-loving kid to do.
Hey, Arnold, how about going skating with me in the park tomorrow?
Great!
And after you skating with Kimberly, how about me and you going down to that merry-go-round you like?
Great. There's nothing I like better than getting dizzy with my dizzy brother.
That's funny.
Well, I guess you're all set then, Arnold.
Not exactly. I still got tomorrow afternoon open. Got any suggestions, Miss Garrett?
Sure. How about going to the movies, Arnold?
Can we go to a real scary one?
Uh-huh.
And have lots of popcorn.
Yeah.
And candy.
Yeah.
And soda pop.
That, too. We'll just do everything except sit in the balcony and smooch.
Okay, gang. Time to wash up for dinner.
Hey, Mr. Drummond, I'll put you down for some bedtime stories later.
You just do that.
Mr. Drummond, do you think that medicine will help Arnold?
Well, it's just a placebo. A fake medicine. They say sometimes it works because people think it's supposed to.
Well, let's hope it makes him drip dry.
Sorry I haven't paid more attention to you, Arnold, but I will from now on.
And I'll give you every chance.
May I come in, guys?
Sure.
Yep. Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Arnold?
That looks like a bad news bottle.
Well, this is just a little medicine the doctor prescribed to help your, your situation.
My situation is doing all fine by itself.
Now, come on, Arnold. It's not all that bad.
I don't need any medicine.
Arnold, the doctor knows best.
Mm-mm.
Arnold, did you know the circus is coming to town?
Yeah! Play dirty.
No, I'm just a parent with great timing. Now, Willis.
I ain't taking any of that stuff.
No. I'm putting you in charge.
Oh.
Arnold has to take another spoon now.
I'd be glad to take the spoon as long as there's nothing in it.
And you see that he gets 2 spoonfuls every 2 hours till bedtime.
You gotta be kidding.
I'll see that he gets it one way or another.
Right.
Now, do you want to take it or get it shoved in?
Neither.
Neither nothing. I don't know where it's going on. Wait. Gotcha. Now, open the garage and we'll drive the car in. No.
Wait, come here.
That's good for you. Hey, I got you now, boy. Come on, open that mouth up. Yes, you do.
Bed.
You wet the bed?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
They think I wet the bed because it was wet.
Well, a wet bed will give somebody that idea.
I did it with a glass of water. I was pulling a trick just to get some attention around here.
Is that the truth?
If I'm lying, may I never sleep in a dry bed again.
Did all that just to get some attention?
Yeah, it worked great, didn't it?
Arnold.
Guess you think I'm a rotten kid now, huh?
Yeah.
No!
You're not rotten, Arnold. You don't have to take this old medicine.
I don't?
No.
Well, let me tell you something.
Hmm?
We both got the greatest brothers in the world.
I agree.
Ha 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 ha!
go shoot some basketball today.
Yeah. Let's get out.
You better hurry up, man. You're going to go shoot some basketball. You better get your feet in high gear.
Oh, no, you get it down at breakfast. I'll wait.
No, that's okay. I'll wait.
No, you go ahead. I've been eating all my life, and I'm thinking of giving it up.
Well, then you just have something to drink.
That's the first thing I'm giving up.
Something the matter, Arnold?
No, I just have to do my tall exercises.
Arnold, come on out of bed.
No, no! Don't you know getting up too fast with the blood rushing out of my head could affect my mind? I mean, I may get magnesia or something and forget who I am.
All right, Arnold. See you at breakfast.
Arnold, would you mind telling us what you're doing there?
Well, you know, I Miss Gat worked so hard, I thought I'd help her and see you later.
Hold it, Arnold. Now, your bed was wet again this morning, wasn't it?
My bed? That bed? Not that bed. That bed's so dry, it's dusty.
Arnold, it was wet, wasn't it?
Well, you had it a tooth fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was his cousin, the wet fairy.
Arnold, we know that it was wet.
It was wet. I don't know how I could have got there. I didn't even drink water last night.
Well, actually, you didn't wet it.
What'd you talk about, really?
I wet your bed.
You wet my bed from down here?
That's right. I poured a glass of water on your bed.
What'd you do that for?
Isn't that what you did?
Oh, I'm sorry. Does this mean everybody's gonna stop talking to me and playing with me again?
No, nobody's gonna stop talking to you and playing with you.
That's good. Get bored talking to myself.
But, Arnold, there is one thing that I want you to realize. Wanting more attention is perfectly normal. You know, bedwetting can be a real problem for some children, and it's nothing to play tricks with.
I'll never do it again, Mr. D. I got the idea from reading one of your books.
Sorry I had to get even with you, Arnold. But you had it coming, so I gave it to you.
Yeah, and you sure pulled it off. You think Mrs. Garrett knows about our little trick?
No, she doesn't.
Well, if you make my bed real fast, maybe she never will. Good.
Different strokes, different strokes.